want to open the door and let this next gentleman come in.
Why do I always have to open the door? Because I'm closest to it?
Yeah, because you're closest to it.
Hold on, I think he's getting coffee.
He is a doctor of psychology, and he is a professor at the University of Texas at Dallas.
There he is.
And he joins us from time to time as our sports psychologist. We welcome to the show once again, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Good morning, guys. How
good
are
morning.
You? Wonderful.
Hello, Dr. Maxwell. Good to see you.
It's so wonderful to see you guys. I don't know if you guys are Maverick fans.
Pardon me? Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. You
yeah,
Maverick
we've lived
fans?
Here a long time.
Maverick fans, yeah.
I am an Maverick fan.
I'm sorry?
An appreciable Maverick fan.
You're saying appreciable again.
Oh, an appreciable Maverick fan. Yes, I bet you are. I guess you go to a lot. Oh, he's having his coffee. Yeah.
Ooh, I have to have a sip of my morning coffee.
Yeah, a little Starbucks for you there.
George, are you losing weight?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
You look wonderful, George.
Well, thanks, Gordo.
I'm glad to...
thanks, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. I don't know why I called you Gordon.
Because he's sitting where Gordo normally sits.
Right, yeah. I just am used to saying Gordo.
I'm glad to see you taking control of your life.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd come in with a few books that I have.
Dr. Maxwell, I just, I don't know if you realize this, but today is the 25th anniversary of the discovery of AIDS, the celebrating AIDS becoming kind of mainstream, and I didn't know if you had a take on that.
I don't know what you want the doctor to say about that.
You know, it's
that.
All over the TV this morning.
Oh,
why would I have a take about that?
Well, because you're a doctor, and I figured that...
Of psychology.
Well, yes,
yeah,
but
really.
Still...
Not medicine.
I'm sure you've studied this this virus up close and personal.
Are you implying that I have knowledge of this disease that strikes a disproportionate number of homosexual men in the gay community?
Well, I'm saying being a doctor...
Are you implying that I've put myself at risk through extremely unprotected, risky sex in bathhouses anywhere from 3 to 4 times a week minimum?
No, I've not said any of that.
Are you implying that I put 3 lovers in the ground?
No. Hold on. I take it back.
Gosh.
Good. Because I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Let's talk basketball.
Yeah. You brought
Yay,
some books.
Mavericks.
How about those Mavericks?
Yeah.
Okay, Mavericks.
You a Maverick fan too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I've been friends with Mark Cuban for a long time.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And I've written a few sports books, and I've brought them for you.
Now, as I looked on eBay or Amazon, and your recent author... ship, you're up to like 2,786 books now.
2,787.
Oh, how do you find the time?
You know what? It's about discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It really is about time management and discipline. And matter of fact, I've written a few sports books just recently over the weekend.
A few
over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
That's right. This is a great book. Look at this one. This is kind of big here. It's got a lot of pictures too. It's called From Barely Owning a Shirt to the NBA Finals, the story of Sagana Jop's incredible journey out of the rainforest of Guyana.
That looks interesting.
Yes, by Florence Henderson and Carlton Maxwell. This is a
Florence
great...
Henderson. What does she know about Sagana Jop?
This is an autobiography just published, so it's very much up to date. It's called The Black Napoleon, My Story by Avery Johnson.
Hey! That looks good.
And this one. Look at this. Ooh, what an imposing looking cover here.
Oh, that's
It's
wow.
called The Fourth Reich is Here by Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, God.
I don't think Dirk would write something like that.
It's a different Dirk Nowitzki.
A different one?
Yes, different one.
Can I see
and
that?
And this one, no.
Why not?
Jeez.
And this one, I brought this one for you, George.
Who? Craig?
George.
He said George.
Oh, I thought it was Craig. Okay.
I brought this one for you. It's called Basketball and Orthodontia, A Marriage Made in Heaven by Josh Howard.
Oh, man. I'll read that.
Yes,
I love
wonderful?
Josh Howard. Yeah, that's my guy.
Just wonderful. Let me take a sip of my morning coffee.
Oh, gosh. His morning
smokes. Why does he have to
what?
Mic it, too?
My what?
It did
nothing.
Nothing.
And unfortunately, I've done some books with the Phoenix Suns, too.
Already?
Over the weekend, yeah. This one right here is called I Hate Myself by Steve Nash.
Probably
He's
good
depressed.
Therapy for them to write these books with you.
Look at this one over here, George. See this one here? This is called I Want Us All to Die by Tim Thomas.
No way! don't think they'd take it that hard.
Sean Marion followed up with Kill All of Us, Please, an illustrated comic book.
Man, they did take it hard.
And hey, I brought a whole box full of these, and I want you to give them away. This is one of my poorest sellers. It's called The NBA and Me by Chili Davis and Rosie Greer. And it's just
done so poorly. It sounds like a terrible read.
Wow. Anyway, look for more of my spirits books coming up. I have a lot of them coming up the finals. A lot of them planned.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yes, be looking for them.
Dr. Maxwell, quick question. Are you officing near here?
Why?
Well, I'm getting a lot of email. People, they see you on Cedar Springs quite often, and I'm wondering if you have an office down there.
There is an Arby's that I enjoy. That is
just an Arby's. Seems like they'd have one of those up in Plano where you live.
I like the way they make them down here.
Mm-hmm.
What, the roast
beef? Day, sir.
Who is this new assistant that you've brought in?
That is Nicholas, and don't you worry about him.
That's Nicholas? You've done something to him.
He's emaciated, sir.
But he's got he's chesty.
Goodbye!
Why do you always get so personal with him?
Because we've known him for a long time, and ever since the divorce, I'm just wondering how he's doing.
I think it'd go better if you ask him off air.
All right.